Greetings, I hope you are all well. I am your host, Anna O'Connor, and this is the Gratitude Attitude Podcast, episode 5 of season 2. I do believe this is the podcast where we talk all things self-development, manifestation, and just achieving our goals and just trying to get ourselves in a little bit of a better place in life, because why not? Why not? So I hope you all enjoyed last week's podcast. It was all about manifesting and what I have manifested and what we are manifesting in real time together. So yes, if you haven't listened to last week's, go back and have a listen. And if you haven't listened to season 1, go back and definitely have a listen, because that'll get you going in your manifestation journey, in your self-development journey. So this weekend, oh my God, I'm usually on here and I'm all go. I was here, I was there, I was it. Honestly, I've been so bored. I've had the most boring weekend. And you know what? I haven't had a boring weekend in so long that I kind of realized, maybe, you know, sometimes they're like, you know, I'd have this thought, what are you running from? Sit with yourself. I haven't sat with myself in a long, long time. And you know what? As much as I am bored off my head here, and it's now Sunday evening at 6:05, today has been the longest day of my life. Like, because I get up early now as well. The days are so long. And I had very little, like, just, there was just nothing going on. And that's okay too. So literally nothing going on. Patrick is in Donegal. I am in Tip. My parents are in Lanzarote. My son, I realised, because I suppose I'm running around for the last nearly 12 months, not stopping. My son is literally a grown-up adult. He's nearly 21. And it was rag week. So I haven't seen him at all. There has nobody been at home. I have called to my friends. I have made connections. I have went over to my sister's today for dinner. Jeez, today I went to my sister's house for hours. I played with the kids. I am recording a podcast. I did a 6K run. I cleaned my apartment. And it's still only 6 o'clock. Like, that's how bored I am. So maybe, yeah, I think though, I realise sometimes we need boring time. We need boring time to appreciate the all-go time. And we just need to regroup. And, you know, I took time today to write down my goals, what I want to manifest, where I'm going in my life. When you're all go, you haven't time to do that. So no harm for me. And I'll be all go again, I'm sure, next week. But I do think it is no harm. And that's the one thing I'd say. I do a little bit too much going. And sometimes I think, maybe that's not great. Maybe you should sit with yourself a bit more. So yes, this weekend I've been sitting with myself. And here I am now, sitting with you, recording a podcast. Because literally, I didn't even really need to do one, but I was like, I'll just go do one because I have nothing else to do and it is much too early to sit on my backside. I've done everything else I can do. So here I am recording a podcast, and it came to me what I wanted to talk about this week. So what I wanted to talk about this week is, what are we doing? So basically, we're doing things all the time to get better and self-development, but what are we actually doing, things we're doing to make our lives worse and to slow down our manifestations? We never think of what we are, like, the bad habits we have. They don't have to be big bad habits, but these are things that definitely I find hinders the manifestation process and hinders just you being happy and having a good life, and me being happy and having a good life. And look, I am not perfect. I definitely fall down this hole sometimes. These things I have to pull myself up on, and I have to stop some of the time. So it happens the best of us. It happens us all, and it definitely happens me. I am only speaking from my own experience here, but these, in my experience, are things when I do these things, they are not benefiting me or anybody. And they're what we would like to say here, low vibrational things that we do. So, like, even this morning, I woke up at 7 o'clock or whatever. That's the thing. I wake up pretty early now. I think that happens when you get into your 30s. Oh, God, I'm nearly in my 40s. But anyway, I'm holding on to my 30s. I'm 39. I'm not 40 until August. So, yeah, I'm going to say I'm still in my mid-30s. But, yeah, you just wake up early, even though it's the weekend. And I just, yeah, like, I just was up so early. What did I do then? I was scrolling on my phone. Like, don't do that. Like, do not do what I did this morning. That is the lowest of vibrational things to be doing. Just scrolling on your phone first thing in the morning. Absolute, like, no way. And do you know what? I was actually having a chat with a friend of mine this morning on the phone. It is one thing, because I use my phone for work so much and with social media and with the podcast and everything, I don't tend to scroll on my phone when I'm with people now. I would like never pull out my phone if I'm out with people or if I'm out for dinner, if I'm in someone's house. I just would not sit there and scroll my phone. So one thing I need to get a little bit more disciplined in is when I am on my own, I need to respect myself. And maybe you listening need to do the same. I don't know. But yeah, I would definitely say it's one thing I need to do is stop scrolling on my phone just because I'm on my own. I need to respect my own company and not be scrolling that feckin' phone all evening, because I do use it so much for work and stuff. I don't need to be sitting there scrolling and, you know, comparing ourselves to people. And it just does you absolutely no good going down that rabbit hole. So yeah, that is the first thing. It wasn't even meant to be the first thing, but it definitely is something that is low vibrational. It's not good for you. You know, maybe set yourself a little bit of a goal with the phone that I only want to, I'm going to start myself, if I'm honest now, tonight, and I'm going to put the phone at the other side of the room. Because actually now in bed, I always put the phone at the other side of the bedroom. Always. I've done that for years because I got a tip from some podcast. So here's the tip from this podcast. Never plug your phone in beside you in bed, because you will scroll. It's addictive. They make these things addictive. So yeah, I always plug it in across the room. And in the morning, then I have to get up to turn off my alarm, so it gets me up out of the bed. But what I would say when I'm sitting on the couch, though, I'm a devil, like a devil. I'll turn on something and then I won't watch the telly at all and I'll just scroll. So I'm going to start tonight. Will you start with me? Let's not do that anymore. Let's just plug our phone in across the room in the sitting room or something like that. Just low vibrational. Very little good comes out of it. Give yourself 10 minutes and maybe set an alarm or something and put the phone away, because I think we always get like what we need to see in the first 5 minutes, and then after that it is doom scrolling. So I've stopped it in bed. I never do it in bed, but yeah, definitely let's do this together. If you do it on the couch, especially if you do it with your partner or your husband or your wife or, you know, your family on the couch, like cut that now. Like, I literally would never do it when I'm sitting on the couch with Danny or with Patrick, or because I feel like it's just, it is literally ruining any connection. So it's the only time I do it was when I'm on my own. But if you do it, try and just for your own sake, cut it out. Those feckin' phones, they just make them so addictive. And we love them. I have a love-hate relationship with them. But yeah, it's one thing I'm going to try nip in the bud this week. So yeah, try that with me. So what else are we doing to hinder our manifestation or to make our lives worse? This is a big one. And this is one thing a lot of us do. I have done it myself in the past, but I do try and pull myself up and stop myself if I do it now. And really be honest with yourself. Self-awareness is key here. If you're listening to this podcast, it's okay to think and say, yeah, I do it, or to know when you're doing it. And look, I have done it even in the last while, but I know I'm doing it. I'm like, no, that's a lot low vibration. The lowest vibration is gossip. Gossip is so, oh, if someone comes to me and they're gossiping about somebody else, I know for sure that yes, they probably more than likely gossip about me to other people. So if someone is giving out about people to you and gossiping about people, and did you hear the latest, da, 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 I know it's so interesting, but it is low vibration, and it's not usually, a lot of it is probably not true when you hear rumor or when you hear gossip and rumors, etc. So yeah, if someone, and I've done it, I've honestly done it, and I try to stop myself from doing it, you know, when you're with your friend and you're chatting about someone else and you're picking out their flaws, that's to make you feel better about one of your flaws. That's what you're actually doing. If you're picking out other people's flaws and talking to someone else about them, you know, there was something I saw earlier and I almost texted my friend Celine and went, oh God, I cringe at that person. But I thought, no, that is gossipy, that is low vibration, and that is actually bitchy. So I'm not doing that, and I call myself out on it. Do not do that. So gossip and bitchiness, bitching about others, it might make you feel better for a few minutes, but it's low vibrational and it's hindering your manifestations. I promise you, it's just such a low vibe. So gossip, try it out, get rid of the gossip, get rid of the bitching, and I'm going to do it too. Everything I'm talking to you here about, I do myself sometimes. We all fall off the wagon. But I do know they are just low, low, low. How many times in this podcast have I said low vibration? But this is all about low vibrations. So that is what, and it's making you aware, just realizing you're doing it. Because a lot of the time we just don't know we're doing it. So yeah, it's just being self-aware. Okay, the next one I've written down here. Like, these just spewed out of me. I actually know what hinders. And we know what to do positively, but these are the negative things that we do. So, victim mentality. Do you? And you have to really come out of yourself now. You really have to be self-aware to see this. Do you have a victim mentality? Do you know anyone with a victim mentality? Nobody wants to know. Nobody. I'm sorry. Poor you. Nobody cares. And you know what happens? Like, people just don't want to listen to it. People, like, there is nothing as bad as someone that, I've had people in the past in my life that everyone is wrong except them. It's the person they work for. It's the person they're married to. It's the person, it's everybody else's fault why everything is going wrong, but it's not their fault. And poor them, and this always happens to me. And when you put that out there, when you say the likes of, this always happens to me, or it never works out for me, when you talk like that, that is what you manifest into your life. Negative, like, victim mentality is the lowest of the low. And we can all, we are obviously all have bad times and bad things happen, all of us. Worse happen to some people. And it's okay to be the victim, you know, for a short time. But just give it up. It's not doing you any good. It is not doing you any good. I know people that have gone through awful things and don't have the victim mentality, and they have a really, really positive life because they don't have the victim mentality. You can choose which way you go after, you know, if something very bad happens, and I don't know, your husband walks out and you're, you know, something awful, and I hope that doesn't happen to you, but you can choose to be either the victim, or you can, like, this is your movie. This is the movie of your life. You can decide who you're playing in that movie. And is it a victim, and is it poor you and nothing works out for you? No, it's not. If you're listening to this gratitude attitude, you don't want to be the victim. And be very careful. Realize if you are. Because somebody that's listening here probably has the victim mentality and does feel sorry for themselves a lot of the time. It's okay to have bad days, but don't have the victim mentality. Don't be continuously in the poor me, negative things happen to me. Because you know what will happen? More negative stuff will happen to you. You will be the victim. If that's who you're playing in the in this role, this life is a role. And if you're playing the victim, oh God, people are not going to want to hang out with you, and you are just going to draw in more of that. And you're going to just, you'll actually vibrate that, so that actually bad stuff will happen to you. And then you'll be like, I told you so, you know. So quit it today. Nip that in the bud. There ain't no victims here. We are all positive. We are all, you know, we have hard things happen to us, and we try and, you know, cultivate a good mindset, not a negative one, and not a poor me. And we all know a poor me, and nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to be that. So if you are that, or if you find yourself doing that, oh, this always happens to me, they always leave me out. So no, pull yourself away from it. Do not have the victim mentality. Another one, which is kind of tied in, and I don't even have it written down here, but I actually just thought of it there, is the taking everything personal. And it's so hard not to take things personal, but not everything is about you. I'm very sorry to have to tell you, but it's not. It's not all about me. And even things like, I might get a bit of messy stuff online, a bit of hate online. I don't get much of it now, to be honest. I'll be honest, it's fairly positive, right? But the odd time I get it, it's, you know, it happens, but it's not personal. Even though I know someone might even write something under it, like a picture or something negative. Now, it doesn't happen that often, but it happens some people a lot, right? It's no reflection on you. If someone's being bitchy or trying to tear you down, really, I know this takes a high vibe. You need to, and not in a passive aggressive, are you okay? Because I often see things like that. Are you okay? You know, ask someone, are they okay? That's passive aggressive. Not are they okay, but just know that they're not. But you don't have to be bitchy back. You don't, you know, the bitchy is the low vibration. So even if somebody is tearing you down or trying to tear you down, know that they're not in a good place in their lives. They are not, you know, in a high vibration. So don't drag yourself down to them, you know, because it's so easy to bitch back. But bitching is low vibration. So yeah, most of the time, people say things, people do things. It isn't personal. It's not about you at all. Do you know what it is about? It's about them. It's because they see something in you that makes them feel bad about themselves. So they will try and pull you down. Nothing got to do with you. Keep the vibe high and don't get sucked in. Do not go down to that level. That is what I will say to you. So what else have I here? Negative thinking. Yes. So like what, as the law of attraction would go, would be basically what you think you attract, what you feel you attract. So if you're thinking negatively, and we all do it, actually, I think it's like programmed into us to be more negative than positive. Just, I think it's a safety thing. We're trying to, you know, look out for the negatives just so we can keep ourselves safe. But we can train ourselves to think more positive. So you can, there's that story about the two people and that live next door to each other, and one looks out the window and it's been snowing and they think, way, great, the place looks lovely, lovely snowy day, I'll be able to play with the kids later on. I'll be, the other person looks out the window and goes, oh God, it's snowing, I'm going to be late for work, I'm going to, and both are true, all of those, the good and the bad, but it's the way you want to look at it, you know. So definitely, like, try to think more positive. And when you're thinking negative, you can stop your thoughts. Your thoughts are just your thoughts. They're not always true. They're not always the case. So you can stop yourself. So if you find yourself going down a negative rabbit hole, thinking of something bad or negative, you can stop yourself. You can pull yourself up and pull yourself to somewhere else and think of something else. Just say, I'm going to think of something else now for a minute, something that'll put me in better form. And I know it is hard, but negative thinking will create more negative thinking and will create more negative things in your life. And I, of course, think negatively. Of course, I was being negative when I came on this podcast. I was like, I'm having the most boring day of my life. You know, we all do. But we have to try and pull ourselves and change our thoughts. Or like, I woke up this morning, I scrolled on my phone, and then I felt I felt awful. And I just wasn't in good form. I was quite negative. And then I literally had to take action to get out of that. Instead of ringing someone and giving out, or, you know, even before I met my son or anything, I got up and I did my run. Because I knew. And if you're not into running, get up and walk. Get up and do something. Anything. Dance around the kitchen for 5 minutes. You will feel better. So you know by taking action. Action can actually just take away those negative thoughts. You might be thinking one thing when you're heading out that door, and when you come back, you're in a completely different mindset. And always, exercise does that to me. So even if it's just a stroll outside, that's all it might take to shift those negative thoughts, because negative thinking creates more negative, like creates a negative vibe and just brings in more negativity. So yeah, take action to get out of the negative thinking. Eat the frog. I wrote this down because I need to eat the frog. So I told you last week, Warner Brothers are on to me and they're looking for photographs, and I haven't sent them onto them. And that's something I'm going to do the minute I get off this podcast, to be honest. So yeah, eat the frog, whatever the thing. Sometimes I find the one thing you have to do, the most important thing, is the thing you put off. I don't know why we do that. So whatever it is, you know, is the thing you have to do. Eat the frog and do it. So yeah, we procrastinate, basically, which is my next point. Procrastination is low vibe. You know, messing around, doing nothing when you know you have a load of things to do. What I've tried to do lately is get up early, write a list, and actually sometimes I might think I have a day's work to do and I could have it done in 2 hours. In those 2 hours between 7 and 9 in the morning, when there's nobody else up or around, I could have it all done. So sometimes just doing it, eating the frog, getting through it, get the worst one done first. You'd actually be surprised. You can create more time in your life to do, to take the action, to be more positive, to go for your walk, etc. So yeah, sometimes you just need to do the doing. Get it done and stop procrastinating. Very low vibrational stuff. Okay, next thing I have written down. Not prioritizing yourself. So yes, not, you are hindering your manifestation. You were hindering, honestly, I would go as far as to say, you were hindering everybody in your life's life by you not prioritizing yourself. So we, sometimes if you don't do it, because I've only been doing it the last few years, I would have felt like if I prioritize myself and I do things for myself, like I'm the most important person in my life. okay, that sounds a little bit narcissistic, but like, I am. And you have to be the most important person in your life. And then everybody else will appreciate you more. They will appreciate the fact that you care about yourself. They will actually care about you more. So really, now really the most important person in my life is obviously my son and my family and my partner and all that. But I am number one, as in I look after myself first so I can look after them better. And that is the thing. We're always afraid in this country to actually love ourselves. It's real cliche. Oh, she loves herself or he loves himself. Yes, love yourself. Really love yourself and do the things for yourself. So by not prioritizing yourself, you're not doing anyone any favors, including your family, including your friends, including your partner, including your children, whatever it is. Put yourself first. So I am the first person to look after myself, and I'm booking those appointments, I'm getting my hair done, I'm getting, like, honestly, when I didn't do those things for myself, I didn't have as good relationships with people. I didn't have, like, it's not like, okay, you might say, well, I want to go to Reiki and I want to get a massage, and I know they're expensive, things like that, for example, but actually I don't have any less, because I think by doing those things you actually create other ways of making revenue, and that's for another podcast. Literally, like I always say, getting your hair blow dried, that is going to give you more confidence in a meeting. That's going to give you more confidence if you want to make YouTube videos. That's going to give you more. So a blow dry in your hair that costs 30 or 40 quid can actually make you money. That's the way I look at it. Invest in yourself. It's an investment. It's like a business. You put money. I can't just leave the money that's in the business sitting there. I have to invest in things. I have to buy new products. I have to buy new machines. I have to buy all of that. And that makes you more money long term. So yes, by not prioritizing yourself, you are hindering your manifestation journey. So start prioritizing yourself. Put you first. Love yourself. So yeah, staying up late is the next one I've written down. This is one I've done for years. Couldn't get out of the habit of staying up late because I was in a band and we used to stay up, you know, I'd go to bed at 3-4 in the morning would be fairly normal. Oh my God, when I look back now, I'm actually like, how did I do that? I am in bed tucked up asleep at 10 o'clock most nights now. Just couldn't be bothered. Could not be bothered. And like, you might be into partying. This is something, like, I like the odd drink, right? I like a glass of wine, I like a cocktail, but maybe it's an age thing. And I don't know what age you are. And maybe it's not an age thing, maybe it's just a me thing. I couldn't be as bothered with the partying anymore. It's not worth the hangover. Like, that to me, going out on the lash is hindering my manifestation journey. Once in a blue moon, I'll do it. And like, you probably see, like, online, I'd have a glass of champagne here and there. I'd have a, you know, I was skiing, I'm having drinks, but I'm not doing the dog. Doing the dog is hindering your manifestation. So, and it's okay. I think sometimes as well in Ireland, we are made to feel guilty if we just don't really want to go on the lash. It is fine. You don't have to. You don't have to drink if you don't want to. But I'm not giving up drink or anything like that. I like the odd drink. I'll have one or two. I'll go to bed and I'll still feel great and I'll be able to do my few bits in the morning because it's just not worth it. It's hindering me and my self-development journey. And we'll do it the odd time. We'll go to the Galway races, of course, this year. And we will go on the lash, etc. But I like to keep it for very special occasions and also to have 2 days to wallow after, because as you get older, hangovers get worse. It's just not worth it. So drinking is definitely one that will hinder your manifestation journey. So acting on emotions is a big one as well. Like, oh my God, took me years. And I could do a whole podcast on this, emotions. So like, I would before, when I was, say, 25, and I didn't have a clue about my emotions, I didn't have a clue about self-development, etc., etc., you know, I would be slightly insecure. Like, it's okay to say that. Everyone has a little bit of insecurity in them. Some people are really secure, and that's great for you. But I would be slightly insecure. But I have learned over the last few years, over my self-development journey, I used to nearly hide my insecurity. So I would, like in a relationship, for example, I wouldn't, if I was, say, if I saw something that upset me or that triggered, I know this triggered is a huge word lately, but triggered my insecurity, I would just push it down. I wouldn't say anything. I would not say anything because I'd know I was insecure and that in my head, this is wrong and it's bad to be insecure. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's not wrong and it's not bad and it's not anything you've done to create that. it is nothing you have done and it is not your fault. But what you can do and what I've learned to do, instead of shoving things down, because that's not good for you. It'll come out somewhere. It'll come out in a row 2 days later is the problem, right? So what I would do now, if I feel insecure about something, I will notice the emotion. The emotion, I don't know whether, you know, it's angry or jealous or whatever that is. So it could be with my parents or it could be with my boyfriend or it could be with Danny or whatever. So first of all, so before I would have noticed the emotion and then I would have reacted. Step one, notice the emotion. Step two, react. Step feckin' three is I'd be sorry. Because not always, your emotions aren't always, you know, a real thing. You're just being triggered. Somebody might not be in the wrong. But you are being triggered. So step one, you notice the emotion. Step two, you act. You react or whatever. And then you end up being sorry because maybe nobody actually did anything wrong, but you were just insecure. Okay, so I have stopped that. I have put in a new step. So step one, notice the emotion. Feel the emotion. Step two, take a break. Take a breather. Notice it. Feel it. It's okay to have it. Don't feel bad about it. But do not react. Take a little breather. Take a break. Whatever it is, if it's in work, say, well, I'll deal with it tomorrow in work. I'm not going to deal with it today while I'm feeling this emotion because it's not going to end well. It'll turn into a row or something like that. So if you have an emotion, know it's there and that's okay. Sit with it. Wait and do not react. And then you do have to deal with things. So then when you have calmed down, when you have taken a minute, whether take 10 minutes aside, I know it's so hard when you feel something. Take a few minutes and then react when you are back to your calm, nice self. You're not in that exact emotion. So that is one thing, a little tip that I have for you. And it has saved me so much hardship in my life, so many rows. And it is, your emotion might be different. Maybe it's not insecurity or maybe it's not, whatever it is, sadness. Sit with it. What do they say? Go through it, don't go over it. So it's okay to sit with it. And you should sit with these emotions, but don't react, especially with the insecurity or the jealousy or anything like that. Don't react straight away because sometimes you're going to end up looking bad and looking in the wrong when you're not. You've done nothing wrong. You just have an emotion. That is all it is. But yeah, put the little step of taking a break or waiting, feeling it, sitting with it, and then reacting. If you take anything from this podcast, that is something that I have learned in the last 10 years. And it's much better. Very little rows now I'd have with my family. Very little rows now I'd have with my partner. Because I'm able to not control my emotions, but I'm able to sit with them a little bit more and deal with them a little bit more adulty. Because I suppose age does that too. But I am more self-aware and I have worked on myself. So yes, definitely acting on your emotions straight away. Not a good vibe because you'll end up in a row or, you know, in a situation you don't want to be in because you just acted on your emotions. Staying in your comfort zone. Do you know what? I'd say I'm going to have a part two of this, to be honest, because I have so much more to talk about here. But the last point I will talk about is staying in your comfort zone. So this is something I did for years. I never had a plan, nothing, just stayed in my comfort zone. And you know what? It gets you nowhere. So when an opportunity comes up, when something hard comes up, maybe it's a speaking opportunity, maybe it's an opportunity to try something you've never tried before, do it. Put yourself out of your comfort zone. And purposely, I've started to do it purposely now because I'm like, what could I do that I've never done before that I'd find really hard and I probably wouldn't like, but it's going to put me in a better vibration. It's going to, like, if you stay in your comfort zone, your vibe is not going to be up. You're not going to be alive. You're not going to be living it up. So yeah, whatever it is, it might be only something small, but think about something that you can do for yourself this week to push yourself out of your comfort zone, because pushing yourself out of your comfort zone is, it makes huge shifts in the manifestation process. And that's what I've noticed. Anytime I've done that, I come on leaps and bounds. And it's hard to put yourself out of your comfort zone. But believe me, it is absolutely worth it. So yeah, I definitely think in a couple of weeks time, I'm going to do a second episode on this because I actually have loads of stuff written down. And we've been chatting for 30 minutes. So I have loads more to say on that. But I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you can do anything for me, what I really, really appreciate, because I am trying to manifest in real time to someday be Ireland's number one podcast. I'm afraid to say it because when I say it, I'm like, do I sound sad? But anyway, I'm just going to aim high. I'm always telling you to be delusional. Here I am being delusional. But I would love someday, you know, to really make this podcast very successful. And it is already, to me, if there's one person listening, it's successful. It's successful because it's something I'm doing and I'm enjoying and I'm putting myself out of my comfort zone. But if you could do one thing for me, I don't have any ads, I don't have any sponsors, anything like that. If you feel that anyone will benefit from this podcast, if you would share it with a friend, if you would share it on social media, give me a tag. Like, all it takes is a bit of that. If you send it to a friend, she's going to send it to another friend if she enjoys it, etc., etc. And it's the snowball effect and it's the consistency. So yeah, I really would appreciate if you could do that for me. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. And yeah, hit me up. Follow me on Instagram, AnnaO'Connor26 or The Gratitude Attitude. And yeah, I'll be on me stories talking here and there. And yeah, checking in with you. So I hope you enjoyed it. Have a lovely week and keep those vibes high. Thank you.